Business is booming for some smoke shops in New Hampshire as a result of the Massachusetts ban on the sale of all vaping products. The four-month ban was put in place in reaction to vaping-related lung illnesses and some deaths across the country. This week, Massachusetts reported its first vaping-related death. WBUR's Ninjor Enwemeka has this story on Massachusetts residents who vape and who are now making their purchases elsewhere.
Boston, Everett, Holbrook. These are just some of the places that Massachusetts residents drove from to get to Smoker Choice, a vape shop just across the border in Salem, New Hampshire. Store manager Ali Sheikh says he's had a rush of Massachusetts customers.
We always saw a lot of people from Massachusetts, but they were mostly people that weren't 21 yet. All of a sudden, the rush we got, it's people of all ages, all kinds of people.
Stores in New Hampshire certainly see their share of Massachusetts customers looking to escape the state sales tax or age restrictions on tobacco products. But Sheikh says his sales have increased about 30% since Massachusetts banned the sale of vaping products. And those customers keep on coming.
No matter where I gotta go, I'm gonna go and get them.
Dennis Yeba walks up to the store with his cousin. They drove in from Everett.
You know, if they ban them over here, then I'll go to the next state that's got them, you know? So I don't know. I think it's stupid that they banned it, and I don't know, I'm going to keep vaping anyways.
The Massachusetts ban was put in place after a wave of mysterious lung illnesses that public health officials link to vaping. They're still trying to determine the exact cause. Meanwhile, some people want to keep vaping because they don't want to turn back to cigarettes. That's why Israel Rallone of Boston came to Smoker Choice. He used to smoke cigarettes and says he feels better since he switched to vaping.
I feel like they're just trying to push us back to cigarettes. You know, so instead of doing that, came up here, grabbed the pods.
And what did you buy?
Just 10 mint pods and 10 classic tobacco pods.
Okay. Yeah. And that should last you...
Yeah, that should last me the length of the ban, or at least until CDC tells us that we should stop smoking them. Who knows?
Massachusetts banned the sale of vaping products for 4 months. The ban also applies to marijuana, and that frustrates Boston area resident Barbara Cote. She uses medical marijuana to relieve pain. She's here to buy smoking accessories. She says vaping works best for her, so she'd like to see the ban lifted for medical marijuana dispensaries.
You know, do that first, because you know it's tested. You know people are going to where they're going to get the same thing, and it's been checked over and over.
The Massachusetts ban has frustrated businesses in the state. Several have sued over the ban, and some vape shops have already closed. Meanwhile, the ban has been a bit of a boon for vape shops in New Hampshire, according to State Representative Fred Doucette. He stops into Smoker Choice to buy a carton of cigarettes.
Thank you, Governor Baker, because you're driving revenue for our small business here.
Doucette says New Hampshire isn't likely to implement a ban.
Until such a time there's specific evidence, we're not going to negate small business and people's freedoms in the state of New Hampshire. That's just not what we do here.
Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker says he considered the impact of the ban on businesses. Here he is speaking to WCVB-TV recently.
One of the most difficult elements of this decision was, what about the store owners? But the flip side of that is to continue to have the store owners sell something when I just had a whole room full of medical experts tell me that this is potentially extremely harmful and possibly fatal, and nobody really understands why. Just made no sense to us at all.
But the longer the ban goes on, the less effective it will be, according to James Hoops. He teaches business history and ethics at Babson College. He says with time, more informal networks will develop and people may turn to the black market. Still, he says the ban will limit at least some people's access to vaping products.
It will be partially successful because, after all, it's an hour drive from Boston to New Hampshire or to Rhode Island. I think it's a safe bet that there are some people who are vaping who aren't going to drive an hour to get the product.
But for those who do, there are plenty of stores on the border ready to take their business. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Zininjor Enwemeka.